Welcome in Tampa Bay to the Joe Bucks Fan Show. We talk all things Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's your Bucks Haven right here. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeKemper of Joe Bucks Fan is here. Ira Kaufman, the great sage of Tampa Bay sports. We're here every weekend. And last weekend, since it had just happened, we did not talk about the Baker Mayfield comments about his contract and go really deep on that. So we're going to jump into that to kick it off today. To me, the big news was that the Bucks went from the talking stage of, yeah, we want Baker Mayfield here a long time, you know, Jason Light, all the different ways he says that, to actually putting a contract in front of Mayfield saying, here's your contract extension. That's a big step. Yeah, Mayfield didn't like it, but that's a huge step for the Glazers to say, yeah, put a deal in front of him.
Preliminary offer, preliminary.
So yeah. Where are you with all this, Siren?
Well, to me, this week's all about disclosure day. Disclosure day. The Spielberg movie's coming out, Lee. I'm going to see it when it comes out, and I might see it again on the weekend if it's any good. Disclosure day, we're going to be talking about this Mayfield thing until we get disclosure day 3 months from now, because if it doesn't happen before the season starts, now you got a little bit of a mini cloud hanging over number six's head. We don't know how he's going to react to that. He says it won't change anything if he doesn't have an extension by the time the games start. He's under contract, Lee, for 2026, and that's all that matters. So I don't think anything's changed. I don't think the Bucks are willing to pony up Dak Prescott money for Baker Mayfield.
Nor should they.
And based on the second half of last season, and you can say all the injuries you want, Lee. All the injuries you want. First of all, if he was that banged up, sit him.
Thank you. I've been saying that for months. Yes.
Sit him.
That just tells me they didn't trust Bridgewater.
Then you look over at Bridgewater and you say, what kind of options do we have? Maybe this year will be a little bit different.
Chris Godwin at quarterback?
I think Mayfield's going to bet on himself, Lee. And I'm not sure he's wrong to do it. Now, the ace in the hole is the franchise tag.
Yeah.
So you think that's feasible? And how much money are we talking about at that point?
It's feasible. Look, Steve's more pro-Mayfield or get him signed than I am. I'm very much a fence sitter. However, I do believe, my last name's not Glazer, my last name's not Light, my last name's not Bulls. I do believe Baker Mayfield somehow, some way, will be the Bucks quarterback in 2027. So basically, well, everything I'm going to say is hypothetical.
They're not going to let him test the market, right, Lee?
I don't think so. Now, here is something I heard. And like I said, I'm very spooked by the second half of last year. Then I was doing some research last night, and I got to thinking, okay, we remember 2023. When he couldn't throw the ball against Carolina last game of the year. The Bucks won 9-0, three field goals. He couldn't throw the ball. He was so hurt. 2024, he was healthy. 2025, because of injuries, so we're told, he was terrible the second half of the year. Might have been MVP first half of the year. After the bye, he was terrible. And everybody says the injuries caught up with him. I don't disagree with that. So let's say the same thing happens this year. He gets hurt. He barely makes the finish line or can't get to the finish line. Do you really want to sign this guy? He's going to be 32 next year if he has a repeat of this year. That'll be three out of the last 4 years he was banged up down the stretch. And that's when you need your quarterback healthy on the field 100% or at least 90%. And you're going to tie yourself to that for the next 3-4 years on a wrong side of 30 years old? I don't know,
Steve,
man.
Under that scenario, which is not far-fetched that Lee laid out, that Mayfield either sits out or plays damaged, Steve, wouldn't you have every reason to think at that point maybe Mayfield's a little injury prone?
Well, he doesn't sit out because he hasn't sat out. So I'd take that off the table. But the 2023 thing, I'm not disagreeing with Lee because he's speaking facts. But Mayfield was back the next week and played great in the playoffs.
Exactly. He did.
You know, I don't know if other teams would look at it like he wasn't, you know, wasn't ready at the end of the year.
Real quick, that game against Carolina, that was a win or die game.
Yeah.
And he couldn't throw a ball.
Exactly. So it's certainly reasonable to think under Lee's scenario that he'd be looked at as injury prone by everybody because that would be his MO, even going back to Cleveland.
Steve, is there any way the Bucks, no matter what happens this year, is there any way in your mind the Bucks let him hit free agency in 27?
Let him hit free agency?
Let him test the market.
Sure. If the team sucks this year. Yeah, sure.
Really sucks.
Yeah, they really, yeah.
You know, our friend
absolutely.
Mike Florio.
But let me say this,
yeah,
but further answer your question.
Go ahead.
I didn't like Mayfield saying that, oh, you know, I'm all about ball. Once the season starts, that's it.
No negotiation.
No negotiation once training camp starts. This is the same guy, and I feel bad for him, but he's the same guy who filed a lawsuit against his father and that whole situation in November of 2024, mid-season, in what had to have been a very emotional thing for him to sue your father for stealing $12 million for
him. And he had a sensational season.
That couldn't have waited to sue your dad?
Is stealing a little harsh? How about misappropriation?
No, he sued him for stealing.
Okay.
That's what he did. I'm not saying he did it, but that's what he sued him for. So bottom line is, you did that. Maybe he regretted doing that mid-season because it distracted him. I don't know, but unless you're going to clarify that, you're the same guy who filed a major lawsuit mid-season.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Been around a long time, been very successful. He's got a lawyer background. And he suggested, should the Bucs allow Mayfield to test the free agent market next March, that he may be so pissed off at the Bucs in terms of their negotiating angles that he might take less money and go to another team. Now, Mayfield's agent would have something to say about that, Lee, but I don't think I'm too worried about that.
Florio thinks that's Baker's mentality. He's always looking for ways to motivate himself. He goes, I'll show those SOBs. I'll take $35 million to play for the Steelers, and you watch what I do. I just don't see Mayfield hitting the free agent market. I see him with the Bucks. Albert Breer came out with something very interesting this week of Sports Illustrated. To Steve's point about Mayfield, I'm not negotiating once training camp starts. And Albert Breer said, first off, the Bucks have a history of extending players in August. Wirfs, there's a couple other, McCollum, may not have been a smart move. There was someone else, I can't think of.
Gedeke, Donald Penn.
Gedeke, yeah.
If you remember, he was a 2-day holdout in training camp.
Well, was Penn, was that light or was that Dominic?
Well, it's the Glazers.
If the Bucks offer Mayfield what he's looking for in the middle of August.
He's not going to say, oh, it's August, I can't discuss.
Yeah, Breer said, do you really believe he's going to say, hell no, I told you. No negotiations, we'll see you in January. Of course not.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, all he has to do is tell his agent, do anything you got to do. Just don't tell me about it unless you got $51 million on the table, you know, for 3 years. Don't call me.
Lee, so, I got the X factor.
Uh-oh.
I got one. It's a beauty. I don't think this is going to happen. You guys don't think this is going to happen. But there's a chance, Lee, that things go awry and they go 5-12. There's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee, if that happens, it probably means Mayfield didn't have a great year.
I think it's fair. So.
And at that point, instead of slapping a franchise tag on him, if you don't sign him to a long term before the season, Lee, is there a chance you let him go and go draft a quarterback in the 27 draft? Is that crazy?
If you only have 5 wins, I would hope so. Because the way this draft looks like it might shake out, you could get a guy for the next 10, 15 years.
They've never had one.
Not only have they not had one, if Mayfield gets the money he has, I think you can wave bye-bye to Vita Vea. If the Bucs get a rookie quarterback, that's very easy on the salary cap. Very easy.
But you're rolling the dice on
the
draft.
Sure, you're rolling the dice on the draft. A guy I know who's a huge Bucs fan, I never thought of this angle. He said, I know why Jason Light wants Baker Mayfield back so bad. I said, why is that? He said, because that means Light doesn't have to spend a draft pick to get a quarterback. I said, what do you mean? If they're going to stink, they're going to... He goes, no. He goes, this team, it'll be the same as it is, as always, under Bowles. Be 8 wins, 9 wins, maybe 10 wins. And to get a new quarterback, Light's going to have to spend an extra first-round pick. And he doesn't want to do that. And the guy told me he didn't want to spend a fifth-round pick to get a backup guard last year. And
so he's saying the Bucs are stuck in mediocrity. Mediocrity.
Well, he didn't say that. He just thinks that Light wants Mayfield because re-signing Mayfield saves a draft pick.
Is there something alluring, Steve, about drafting a guy that's a franchise quarterback, something this team has never done? Is there something alluring about that?
No, I don't think so. But I do think that Mayfield, in a sense, is playing with fire because here's the scenario you were kind of looking for. Forget about the 5-11 or whatever, 5-12. Forget about that. If the Bucks go 8-9 and the Glazers fire Todd Bowles and Mayfield doesn't have a contract, well, then it's coach versus quarterback because they're going to be shopping for head coaches. And I'm sure they prefer to get a top name coach or top offensive coach. But their question is to him, what do you think of Mayfield? And if the guy's like, I don't like it. This is who I like. We could get in free agency. I'm all for drafting one. Jason thinks we can get this guy or this guy. No, I don't want Baker.
That could happen.
And then Mayfield is in this weird situation, unless the Glazers like, no, it's Baker, and we got to find a coach that likes Baker. But when you're in that scenario where you're retooling the whole thing, you probably don't think that way. So he might be playing with a little bit of fire, gambling on Todd Bowles, because we know that if Todd Bowles comes back in 2027, Baker is his guarantee to be back.
Yep.
But Steve, in that scenario, Mayfield hits free agency in 27. Don't you think some teams would be interested
in
him?
Sure.
Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers fans, I saw at least four podcasts.
They're already starting, right?
Talking about it.
And even Florio laid out a scenario where, in Florio's words, not mine, he'd be perfect for the Steelers.
The Steelers blogs are kind of excited about it, you know, because they don't have
blue collar, that town.
Yes, but also a ready-made team. They got the defense. Well, at least they did have the defense. They may have the weapons. They just need a quarterback.
And they don't also don't have to root against Aaron Rodgers because they believe it's his last year anyway, so it's exciting to them. But you're looking at the Jets, who are probably going to need a quarterback. Mayfield, he may be wowed by the thought of that. And the other, you know, Florio's been talking about the Vikings. If their quarterback situation doesn't work this year, they need a quarterback.
To quote Mike Florio, if Baker Mayfield's on the market and he's the Steelers, I make a beeline for him.
You know, you mentioned something, Steve, in passing, and it shouldn't be in passing. We all know this. On something this important, Mayfield, his future. The future of the Bucs under center.
The G-Boys.
It's the G-Boys. It's the G-Boys,
oh, sure.
Lee.
Sure. They don't want him. He's not coming back.
You know, if Bowles comes back, they go 9-8, and Bowles comes back, and Mayfield's just okay. I think it's very possible the G-Boy says he's not a $55 million quarterback.
Well, if the Bucs win 9 games, unless he retires, I have a hard time wrapping my head around Bowles not being here. You know how much the Glazer family loves Bowles. So if he has another winning record, wins the division, he's back. And if he is back, I'm sure there's a catch. And that catch is Mayfield's my quarterback.
Sage, the Glazers, they must love Mayfield because I can't imagine why they want to gamble in the draft. Just the way they look.
If they loved them, he'd already have a new contract.
Well, this is my point. This is what got lost last week. They've put something in front of them that no doubt said, here's another 3 years. That's a big commitment from the Glazers. I don't care if it's $45 million a year.
He intimated that the offer was kind of insulting.
He did.
Well, it might have been lowball, but isn't that normal?
Yeah.
Normal. When you walk
the art of the deal, Lee.
When you walk in to buy a F-150 from Sean Sullivan, I don't think you throw down $100,000 right away. You know, you start out at 50 maybe.
Yeah. Bill Curry Ford. No, Sage, look, the Glazers, I have to assume, they went to Jason Light and said, look, what's the least we can offer Mayfield without royally pissing him off?
You don't want to insult the guy.
Right. So what's the least we can do without royally pissing him off? And it sounded like, just listening to Mayfield, and we've listened to every word he said since he arrived here, it sounded like they found the right spot, that he wasn't like bitter, but like, man, this wasn't what I was thinking. But that's the opening salvo.
You hit the nail on the head. He didn't sound bitter. It was like, what's going on?
Yeah, it was just like, man, we were hoping for a lot more than that. But we'll be bringing a lot more when we come back on the Joe Bucks Fan Show.